Listening Comprehension 8, A Fair World. Welcome to our programme. Today we are talking to Thomas Smith, an expert on fair trade. Mr. Smith, what is fair trade?
Well, not all trade is fair. In most cases, the farmers and workers who actually produce the goods don't get a fair share of the profits. Let me give you an example. Let's take a normal chocolate bar. If you buy just any chocolate in the supermarket, the retailer, that means the company who sells the chocolate, gets 33% of the price you pay. The company which produces the chocolate gets about 40%. The people who transport and wrap the chocolate get 22%. That leaves exactly 5% of the price for the farmers who produce the cocoa beans.
Wow, that means that the people who produce the most important ingredient of chocolate, namely cocoa, get very little money.
Exactly. Cocoa grows in hot, rainy climates. African countries produce 73% of the world's cocoa. We in Europe and the USA want to buy cheap chocolate, so we save money by not paying the farmers a fair price for their products. So they stay poor.
And fair trade?
Fair trade sees the farmers as their partners and offers them an opportunity to make a real living by guaranteeing them a minimum price. That means they promise that they will pay the farmers at least a certain minimum price, even if all the other companies pay less. Let's go back to our chocolate bar. If you buy fair trade chocolate, the farmers don't get 5% of the price, but 44%.
What a difference.
Exactly. You can imagine what a difference that makes in the farmers' lives. Of course, this is not only true for chocolate. With all fair trade products you buy, like tea, coffee, bananas, fruit, or clothes, you support the small farmers or workers, mostly in poorer parts of the world. That means that buying fair trade products and paying a fair price, we, the consumers, can help the people in poor countries to lead a better life.
Thanks for talking to us, Mr. Smith. I'm sure many of our listeners will make sure they buy more fair trade products in the future.